You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, each week we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. This week, I'm taking the reins myself and inviting you on a tour of a Rust Belt city on the US-Canadian border that's having an architectural revival after decades of depression and strife. Welcome to Buffalo, New York. A former bulwark of the steel industry perched on the eastern tip of Lake Erie in western New York State, Buffalo's rise and decline has been a tale of agonizing extremes. Prosperity and poverty, improbable economic highs and galling long-term lows. But today, for the first time in decades, there's a glint of revival too. Things are clearer from the top of the 28-story Art Deco gem of a town hall, America's largest when it was built in 1931. You can see the radial spoke-on-a-bike-wheel street plan laid out in the early 1800s, as it was in Washington, D.C. Squares emanate out to sightlines onto sporadically grand buildings, erected in the economic high watermark of the late 19th and early 20th century. There's Lewis Sullivan's Terracotta Relief Guarantee Building, Daniel Burnham's boxy Ellicott Square offices, and the neoclassical Liberty Building. Elsewhere, you'll glimpse a massive Medina sandstone church, a gold-domed savings bank, and Beaux Arts Electricity Tower, all glitzy commissions that speak of the bygone grandeur and largesse of this former industrial hub. From the observation deck at City Hall, you'll also spy the green fringes to the north of the city, where Frederick Law Olmsted, with designs for the Central Park in New York freshly completed, went about developing the city's rolling parklands and green corridors from the 1860s onwards. Cast your eyes south of the city along the banks of the Buffalo River and you'll make out the circular concrete cylinders of the grain silos that inspired the work of lauded modernist Walter Gropius and Le Corbusier in the early 20th century. Many of the industrial buildings here are now disused, standing hauntingly still and silent against the pale blue sky. Following the recent remodeling of Larkin Square, a popular spot where food trucks converge on Tuesday evenings, and the city's canalside development, a $50 million revamp of a now pedestrianised waterside precinct, there's a design-minded turn in the policy of those who are finally taking pride in Buffalo's industrial heritage. For one, the 1870-built Richardson Olmsted complex is a foreboding, turreted former insane asylum, slated to become an 88-room boutique hotel by spring 2017. Elsewhere in the leafy Olmsted-designed neighbourhood of Parkside sits the Darwin D. Martin House, an early example of the lauded American architect Frank Lloyd Wright's prairie-style creations. Completed in 1905, the sprawling complex, like much of Buffalo, fell into disuse and disrepair before being painstakingly reinstated. Just sourcing the Roman bricks used to rebuild the 175-foot walkway took 8 years, and 8 miles of saw-cut American oak were added to the interiors. The long-abandoned riverside grain silos and factories are also receiving a new lease of life thanks to committed developers. Fourth-generation Buffalonian Doug Swift's Riverworks development is now an event space and brewery with 4 bars, a restaurant and 2 ice rinks. Further south along the Buffalo River sits a cluster of dystopian-looking, disused steel and concrete structures named Silo City. After rethinking his plan to turn one into a biomass plant, businessman Rick Smith's mission took a magnanimous turn. He decided not to develop the site, but to lease it out for artistic performances. While many older Buffalonians who worked in these factories for decades see them as a symbol of the city's decline and failure, there's a new generation using these relics of the past to glean something about the city's future. Bored by the blight of industrial decline and pessimism, people here have taken matters into their own hands, and in so doing, offered a shining example to post-industrial cities in the Rust Belt and beyond. You could say, uncowed by decades of economic calamity and with a little help from its architectural heritage, Buffalo is finally finding its wings. Our report on Buffalo, New York, there reported first in print for Monocle's summer sister publication, The Escapist. For the full article, along with some beautifully shot images from the very talented photographer Jesse Chehak, The Escapist is available on all good newsstands now. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 or download the podcast at any time. Thank you very much for listening, and from me, Josh Fennett, it's goodbye.